Mr. Thompson, my favourite fair-weathered friend. It's good to see you. It's good to see you.
Well, it takes one to know one, and you definitely are one.
I definitely am one. So we've got trench tips. Trench tips is one thing, but what I want to do a bit more with you, if that's all right, is we have a lot of deep, interesting conversations and a lot of silly ones alongside. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, like, what I'd like to do is maybe share some of those conversations that we have when you're walking the dog or you're driving to work, and actually just share that with the people that listen to this podcast, because a lot of the time we're either talking about business, sales, mindsets, or we're telling a lot of inappropriate jokes. So I don't know where this will lead us, but I thought let's dive in. I've got a bit of a thing I'd like to talk to you about today.
What's the most inappropriate joke you could say that people would mostly be offended by and maybe lose followers for?
I've got, I think it's the most inappropriate joke I think I could say and get away with. Is that okay?
Okay, go on.
Bill and Ben are lying in bed together. Bill says, flobba-dobba-dobba-dob. And Ben says, if you love me, you'll swallow that.
Oh my God, are you sure that's appropriate?
Well, we're here now, aren't we?
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, for once, it's you being the controversial one. So we're okay. Fine. Yes. Thanks, Jack, for that. So what was the topic you wanted to talk to?
Let me update my tally. That's 99 controversial jokes to you and one to me. Nice one. I'll catch you up soon. I wanted to talk a little bit about habits and building habits, because I think that I definitely would give you the praise if you are somebody that is great at building a habit. You've got habits. If I was to say, like, what are your habits? What are the first things that come to mind?
Core habits. I think, like, it's going to sound really wanky, but like the big ones are all in the morning. I tend to go to bed at a really specific time, but that's usually because I just fall asleep. Like, I'm probably not in control of that. I am
you're already gone.
A dad in my 30s. But the morning ones are the big ones. And really, like, you know, me and you are big on this, but I can be as wanky about it as I want. But the reality is there's a real firm difference that I've noticed between just showing up to work, chucking some clothes in the morning and kind of hoping that my mind's engaged, my body's engaged, and that I show up. And the counter to that is like proactively doing things in the morning that make it unreasonable that by the time I get in, I'm not awake, alert, ready to go, and done those things. So I don't like to rush in the morning. So I actually do get up at, I know everyone's going to say, oh, here we go. I do get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So let's start
You're
there.
You're part of the 5 a.m. club. Robin Sharma. We love it.
Let's start there.
My missus, Zoe, she used to go, ooh, the 5 a.m. club. We like it.
What about you, mate? Would you get up at 5 a.m. or do you get up at 5:15?
The alarm goes at 5:15. It's actually 5:16, and I don't care, mate. Because I believe the 5 a.m. club is anywhere between 5 and 6. If you wake up at 5:59... you're officially part of the 5 a.m. But there is something that it is wanky, but I don't care. We're here now. But there is something magical that happens when you're the first one up in the house and you're just like, it's quite like dark. And it's like, it's that moment where I'm guessing you're probably not scrolling through Instagram at 5 a.m. It's like, right, this is the time where I've got to do stuff. Because do you remember, like, I think people that listen to this probably know, but like, we've been friends for 18 plus years, probably somewhere around that. I forget when sometimes I say 4 years. I think that's when I started liking you officially, but I think like we have been friends a long time. But we lived together in London, and I think our habits were very, very different, where it was probably going to bed at 11 o'clock. We both worked in the city. We'd get the train together 7:30. Do you reckon, maybe? 7:30, 8 o'clock-ish?
Would be
probably around then.
Yeah.
And I'd be like falling asleep on the train, casting this spell on me.
Yeah, you saw a thing, didn't you? Where you'd be like on the train, and if people who can't see this and they're listening, Jack would kind of stroke his face like this on the train, And as he was stroking his face, he'd be falling asleep on the train on some woman that had a little sign that said baby on board. And he'd be like, well, guess what? Frimston on board.
I do that to my son now to get him to sleep. It's weird how it's all come back full circle. But yeah, like, and now I think like, we're the guys that are like getting up at five and like starting the day. So, I mean, I'm guessing, when did you start waking up earlier? Like, I know that you've got lots of young children. Was it kind of by that fault, or was it actually, I'm going to start a habit first?
I think it was dictated to me. Like, I'm someone who, like, I'm a sober man. I'm trying to make sure that I still have outlets and look after my body and all that is part of recovery and not being someone who abuses alcohol and other things. But then I also have children, like you say. So it's unfair for me to do this work day, come home, kiss my wife, put my kids to bed and be like, right, I'm going to the gym now. Or right now, here's this other thing that's also about me. So this idea of like, well, there's not enough time in the day to do those things. If you're like a busy entrepreneur or whatever it may be, you actually can make the time. Like, me and Jack have got children, we run a business, we've got a commute. You've just got to get up a bit earlier to do it. So actually it was a case of, well, you can't go to the gym after work. You can't go to the gym at lunchtime. So actually, when can you do it? And actually, it's going to be before the normal time that you wake up. So initially, it started as just like, I'll get up and do something with my body to start off with. So I was just going to the gym to kick things off. And then actually, it's kind of progressed from there. But I think you were a bit different to that, weren't you? Because you've been getting up early before you had Noah.
Yeah. And I go through phase. One thing I just want to say for anyone listening to this, you know, you just say this. How long's your commute?
My commute is, depending on traffic, at least an hour.
Which is like, I work in the city centre. It's like 10 minutes to the train station, 4 minute train. I'm at my office. 15 minutes. Like, but like, you get up and obviously you start working on, you get in. So like, you're leaving at 8. So like, you're getting up and then it's like, bam, bam, bam. And you're getting kids ready. Like, I think sometimes like people say, oh, Molly May, I don't want to make this podcast about Molly May, but she got backlash for saying, oh, we all have the same 24 hours. And I get it. It's not easy, but I think it is testament that if you say like, right, these are my like non-negotiables, I'm going to do it. But yeah, I read The 5 AM Club by Robin Sharma and I thought like, but then I went, like my personality is a bit excessive. I go a bit too deep. I went a bit too deep on the morning routine and it was a bit stupid. And I was waking up at 5 doing like loads and loads of journaling, like pages and pages, sitting down, having a half an hour meditation, going to the gym, coming back. And then it was just like, this is a bit like ridiculous. Like, because, and I spoke to a therapist about this and it was like, I feel like the morning routine should be like to prepare you. Whereas I was like kind of in competition with myself, like how do I make myself better by piling all these things on, where it's like, it's actually kind of the opposite. So my morning routine now is very like, simple.
I don't want to therapize you, but it's probably important to. Why was that important to be in a competition with yourself and actually make it about that rather than the outcome?
I think, so this was like within the second year of the business. And I feel like I noticed like in the first year, I'd like toyed with it. And I was like, oh shit, this is what, like when I put my mind to things, this is what we've achieved. It's like, what happens if I put my mind to it more? What, how can I go faster, quicker, blah, blah, blah. Whereas actually by trying to go faster, quicker and do all those things, you actually slow yourself down. So it was like so much pressure on myself to be like, well, no, this is the issue with morning routines. Like you set up a morning routine so you can have like an effective day. If I would wake up and then like the meditation didn't go to the way I wanted it to be, I'd then be like maybe a bit pissed off or like whatever, or if something had got in the way of like the whole morning routine, where it's like, no, now it's like, I think one of the biggest things I've learned were like, the self-awareness is there. That's fine. So then I'm trying to get to this self-development place of I'm always trying to get better and like improve. I think that the biggest lesson definitely in the last year, and especially since having a baby, has been that self-compassion piece. And that sounds very wanky, but it's more about like, you're a human being, you will make mistakes, but it's like, how do you bounce back from the mistakes, which I think is important.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I think it's probably a topic for a separate time. But if I think back to, now you've said that, it's reminding me, when you'd first come into the business and we were first seeing those initial signs of growth, how many times was I saying to you, I'm a bit worried about you, mate. Can you just take it easy? Can you actually just not do any work on Saturday? Like, it's totally unnecessary. Business hours are like 9 to, can you just have that bit of recharge? Because you were just on that like one-way ticket to, you just got to burn out.
Burnout, Bill. Yeah.
It was. So it makes sense when you're talking about your morning routine. And obviously when you came in, the thing that we laugh about was we were making the appointment setting part of the business work with four clients, whatever. You'd be like, what's next? And I'd be saying to you, mate, we're about 2 days into the campaign. What do you mean, what's next? Yeah, but what else could we do? There's literally two of us, mate. We're both sharing your bed. Like, what do you mean?
That wasn't a metaphor. You mean that physically, don't you? That we literally were sharing my bed and we were going,
yeah, there was nowhere else to sleep.
But I think it's definitely a positive that I love about myself, which sounds so weird, but like that, like I'm dreaming so big, but it's about knowing when to rein it in. And to quote Confucius, one of our favorites, the man that chases two rabbits catches none.
Yeah, yeah. And it's definitely like chilled out now. You know, it's nice and refreshing.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Actually, I'm doing nothing this weekend. I'm just going to recharge. I can feel like I need a little recharge. Like, it's good. But morning routine stuff. I mean, like where it is now, what I've got in there is I get up at 5 through literally because like that's the time I've got available before kids and stuff are up. My wife actually gets up with me now at the same time. And what we both do to kick off the day is another thing that people think is a bit wanky, but we've got an ice bath in the garden, which I know you also have, Jack, before you try and get yourself out of this. But the reason that I like it, there's obviously all these like cool health benefits, but there's this thing around like doing something tough when you wake up. Because what I noticed is I like to think I'm someone who's quite disciplined. And if I say I'll do something, I'll do it. But what I noticed when I had that thing sat in the garden was my brain is like, oh, why don't you just clean the kitchen sides before you start? Why don't you wait till like after or do it a bit later on in the day? And you're thinking, this is playing tricks on me. It's almost like I've got to treat my brain as a separate entity. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And there's this idea that I think one of the Stoics said it, that if you're, I've forgotten the way it's worded, but it's something like if you're rigorous with your body, so your mind is obedient. So it's this idea of like, I don't want to get in it. And actually, because you've even given me that thought in the first place, we're definitely getting in it now. Because I've got to show you, actually, if I need to take control and be in the driver's seat and not let my emotions or my monkey mind drive the ship, well, I need to start the day like that. So I get in, even if I don't want to do it. I was telling you before, Jack, wasn't I, like raining this morning, could see my breath outside. Literally that story starting already, like, well, why don't you go and do what you're doing this morning? We can do it a bit later. Or actually, like, my wife Emma's out tonight. I could do it tonight. It's like, no. Just for having that thought, extra minute goes on the clock. Which sounds maybe a bit intense, but if I start my day like that, no matter what happens with clients, with the team, with whatever, I know, well, I'm in the driver's seat here. And if those emotions sneak in again around procrastinating, avoiding the tough conversations, I've already set the groundwork at the start of the day to not be avoidant. Makes sense, dude? Is that why you're doing it?
Well, the story was, we had an away day, didn't we? We were in the Midlands, which was halfway between us. I think it was further for us up north, and it was like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
but it's fine. We're over that now. But you said, like, I'm building the habit. Obviously, there was no ice bath. And you said in the group chat with me and Ben, you're like, I want to go and find some natural water. Are you up for it? Now, I like to think of myself as a yes man. Like, I think you've been doing it for 2 or 3 weeks before, and, like, I'm not going to jump on the trend straight away. Like, I thought, like, I don't think that's a habit I could. It sounds awful getting up early, like adding another thing to the morning routine. Is it necessary? And then we did it. We found some natural water. And at how many degrees would you have said that was? Because I remember, like, I've got the ice bath now that I've get it down to like 13 some days. This lake was colder, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Would you say no?
I don't know. Maybe it was just the exposure. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe it was because it was the first time. Yeah.
Maybe like, yeah, like that sort of range, 13 to 15 or something like that. The sun was out. It was first thing in the morning, but it was a bit of a shock to the system, but it wasn't brutal.
But the buzz, I remember the buzz all day, like endorphins popping off. And I was like, that is good. I like that. I like that feeling. A bit of like a natural high. Somebody that's also like playing this sobriety game at the minute. I was like, ooh, I'm going to do this now. Oh, I want to keep that. I want to kind of instill it. And then after that, obviously got that. And then when I came down to visit you, I was up in the morning running down to Bournemouth Beach and diving in the sea, but it was gorgeous. It was about 20 degrees. So it's like looking out, and Bournemouth looked like Ibiza from the distance. So, there is a point where it's not cold enough that kind of ruins it. But I think it's, so we always talk about like how long it takes to build a habit, and it's, there's lots of conflicting information, but we say 60 days, don't we?
Mm. Yeah, there's all sorts of studies. There's 60 days. There's also some people respond well to telling others. You're more likely to stick to a habit if you've told others. And it's not a case of like, you've got to be careful of the language. Like if I said to you, I'm going to start running, or I'm going to give running a try, like, well, that feels a bit different. Mm. I think I'm going to try running for a few mornings and just see how I get on. I'm already, the part of the language I'm using, giving myself a way out. But actually, I'm going to, like I started jiu-jitsu almost what we are now, probably about 20 months ago, right? I started jiu-jitsu in the morning. So I do the ice bath, then I go to jiu-jitsu 6 till 7. And I love to like gamify things, play little games. I padlock stuff up in my brain. Like, we can't do this until. And one of the things was, I'm not going to get another tattoo or miss a morning's training until I get a blue belt. That was like one of the things that I had. And then because of that, that then sticks as the narrative, rather than I'm going to try it. Some days I'm going to go. If it's too cold, I'll miss it. Looking for like, no.
I'll stay in bed.
I'm going to go to every morning class until I get a blue belt. And then when I get a blue belt, I'll have some time off then. And to put that into context, people who don't know, it's going to take you like 18 months, 2 years to get a blue belt, something like that.
And you've done it. And you're tatted up, baby.
And I'm tatted up. I've done it. I'm tatted up. But these are little things that you can stick in your head.
The word try, I don't know if you do, but I find it quite triggering. And especially if it's like with maybe employees or other people in my life. But like, try is just such a either do or don't, and that's okay. Like you don't have to have a morning routine. You don't have to do anything. Like if you're happy, but if you're talking about a new habit, there's a reason. And I think it's like, what is the motivation? Why are you doing that? Like we do in sales, like what are you trying to gain? But if someone says, oh, I'll try, don't try. Trying is pathetic. Like do or don't. And I know that's like, do you know what I mean? I'm going to try and do a 10K today. Well, you might snap your ankles, but like, what you tell yourself is so powerful. Rounding thoughts. I like this because this is the kind of stuff that we do on a daily basis anyway. So I've enjoyed this. What would you say to anyone listening to this? Someone's trying to build a habit. Like what should they know before they get into it?
I think just like it'll be stronger with a purpose behind it. You know, there's like Simon Sinek's Start With Why, which is obviously stolen from Nietzsche, and everything's a remix and all that sort of good stuff. But if you know, like, oh, actually, I've got a habit of procrastinating, well, there should be something in the morning that prevents you from procrastinating, where you teach yourself a little lesson in the morning of like, oh, I don't procrastinate because I do this in the morning. Or I've got a habit of losing my temper. Well, maybe there's meditation in the morning instead to combat that. Or I've got a habit of looking for dopamine. Or maybe you find dopamine somewhere else. I've got a habit where I can't delay gratification. So really it's like looking for what are things about the way that your day looks that you don't like and that you'd like to change. and then put something at the start of the day that prevents that happening. And it's personal to everyone. Some people that, you know, they need journaling because they want to feel more grateful throughout the day. They want to feel more purposeful. Some people want to feel more mindful. So they put meditation in there. Some people want to do something more physical because it wakes them up. They feel like they've got that testosterone release. There's that slow release dopamine and energy curve throughout the day from exercise. So really, I'd just say, like, work back from what's the why? What do you want to get out of the day? And what can you put at the start of the day to make it unreasonable to not get there? What about you, Pussy?
Beautiful. You said it all, mate. You literally took all the words that I could have used, and you said them all. So I'm grateful. I think, yeah, like, understanding your why you're doing something, and just like you put a path. This is something I want, a tattoo. I'm gonna do X to get X. So like, the brain works well off rewards. So it's like, reward yourself in the right way, whatever that may be. But yeah, like, if it's a case of I'm going to build this habit to do X, to, and that the outcome of that will be hopefully to get to 100K a month as a business. And if you're the kind of schmuck that wants a new Rolex, then once you've hit it, like, do you know what I mean? Like, work towards it, but something that's going to keep you kind of driving forward. I've been Jack Frimston.
I've tried my best to be Zach Thompson, but I can't always be him, but I've tried.
And we've been West Ham's biggest superfans. Thank you, guys.